It's going well. Everybody has been very focused. Preparation has been very good. Team's excited to play.
You talked the other day about possibly having Mario Manningham back. What's his chances now on Sunday?
Well, I said soon. I didn't say Sunday. So, yeah.
And how's the rest of the guys shaping up?
Good, good. I think the health, in terms of the health of the team,
yep.
It's good. It's good. It's it's a fully loaded team that we brought here. Some guys that were working through some things last week, health wise, are good to go this week. So, yeah, we're a healthy team.
You go into this game as heavy favorites against the Jaguars, understandably so, perhaps. How do you guard against any sort of complacency setting in, the guys not listening to outside factors?
Well, they've watched the Jaguars on tape all week and respect the team. They see it on the tape. You know, this is a good football team. Maurice Jones-Drew is a top-flight back. Defensive line has gotten hits on every quarterback they've played. They play with great effort. They're very physical. And so I would just say that. I haven't had to say anything along those lines. They've seen it on the tape.
Coach Jim, what's it like being here in England? For the fans on Sunday, what can they expect from the 49ers back at Wembley Stadium?
Well, what we will strive to do is play as hard as we can, as fast as we can, as long as we can, and not worrying, and hopefully we'll play our best football. That's what we're looking for. We played good football, and I think we can play better, and that's what we're striving for this week.
You've managed to get your season back on track now. Do you think you're hitting the form that you strived for last season?
I think we're playing good football, but I think we're capable of even better. When you look at the tape, there's evidence there that we can play better, and that's what we're shooting for.
Well, I come out here today and practice on a turf field. You guys are going to be playing a game on grass. Why turf today?
Because a couple reasons. The field that we were on was just a little bit soggy, and then the other reason was some of the players are going to, and coaches were going on a little bit of a sightseeing trip, and this was halfway to London, so we felt we'd cut some drag by coming here, practicing, and then heading straight into the city.
Coach, can I ask you a quick question about head injuries now that the lawsuit's been settled? I mean, what's the NFL taking from that experience, and what perhaps can other sports like rugby learn from it?
Well, I mean, I'm not the authority. I am not Dr. Harbaugh. But, you know, just speaking to somebody that's in the game, you know, cares about the players, I believe the NFL is doing a very good job of making this game as safe as it can be. I mean, I look at the game now compared to when I was a player a long time ago, 20 years ago, that, you know, it's a much safer game. I think it's a much safer game than it was even 3-4 years ago. So I think that's a good thing.
Could sports like rugby learn from what the NFL has been through?
I don't know. I'm not an authority on that.
Jim, what's on the itinerary as far as the sightseeing? What are you interested to see, curious to see, eager to see?
Well, the 10 Downing Street is going to be the highlight for me. Looking forward to going there. But We got it scripted out. We're going to go to Marble Arch, Park Lane, Hyde Park Corner, Buckingham Palace, Parliament Square, 10 Downing Street, and Trafalgar Square. think we're hitting the right spots?
It's got potential. Three more games obviously were highlighted for next season. You've experienced this week now. How viable do you think it is going forward that perhaps a franchise could be based here? Once again, Robert Kraft yesterday said that he envisages sort of a 10-year plan for the NFL.
Again, I mean, that's a little bit beyond, you know, my reach and scope, my responsibility.
I just coach the team,
you know, so I'm not going to predict what that would be, how viable that is. I'm not the authority there.
Jim,
the owners are probably the better ones to talk to on that.
As a coach, though, this team has traveled the most than any other team in the NFL, I think over 30,000 miles. How have you had to account for that? You're aware. How have you had to account for that in your preparation with your players?
It's something that we're used to. We've been consistently 30,000, 32,000 miles traveled a year, which has been the most traveled by any NFL team, or in the top one or two or three each year that I've been the coach here. So, you know, that old saying, you play them, you know, we'll play you anywhere, anytime, any place.
And you're a big history buff. Any history you're most interested in seeing while you're here?
Yes, as much as I can soak in about Winston Churchill. He's my favorite figure of all time. And I just, as the decades go on, I think the world appreciates his leadership, his character, titanium in his spine, the iron will of Winston Churchill. So, yeah, looking forward to this afternoon, hopefully getting a chance to see his war room. That would be the one of the real highlights of my life if I could experience that.
Coach, what last one, please? Rhetoric for coming to the team for Sunday.
Pardon?
Will you use any of Churchill's rhetoric for on Sunday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what already? Have any ideas?
History will be kind to us because we intend to write it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Lastly, with the distractions of the whole week and everything, have you managed that pretty well, you think, generally?
Yes. You know, Dan Scuda said it very well yesterday. It's your mental approach. It's how you look at things. You know, you can choose to look at it as a distraction or something negatively, or you can choose to look at it positively. One of the things he said was, we took a long flight to get here, but on the other hand, it was the nicest plane that he's ever been on. So sometimes it's your attitude. And I think our guys did a great job. I think they packed their playbook, their toothbrush, and a great attitude. And we're looking forward to a good game Sunday.
Thanks,